If the Taney County Commission approves rezoning case RZ 2025-006, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the County Commission: compliance with all Taney County zoning regulations. The decision is subject to all the easements, and a commercial building permit will be required for anything over 100 acres. And you might speak to the point about, I think you're vacating roads even possibly, aren't you?
Yes.
So I'll let you get into all of that.
Ready for me to speak?
Rick.
Yes, sir. Basically...
Sir, can I get your name for the record?
Chris Whalen, owner of CKW Properties. Basically, Scott said right after the NR1 approval was done that we needed to change zoning. My wife had medical issues, and I think COVID fell in there somewhere, too. And anyway, he said that it needed to be changed to C2 several years ago, but it got kind of kicked down the road, and we're planning on expanding its further back and just need to get the zoning right for it. We are checking on, well, we've been trying to do a redaction of subdivision for several years. That's not as easy as you would think it'd be, but that way the roads would basically go, the platted roads would disappear and the whole property could be used anyway. Put anything anywhere we want to.
So where it shows RV1 at the top, do you all own that as well?
I sold that side. That was the mobile home side, and
okay,
that was sold last year.
Okay.
The other red one behind the green one there, that is also mine. That there is mine as well.
Okay.
But you're not seeking to change the zoning here?
No.
Just on this parcel?
Yes.
Any specific questions for the applicant? Is anyone in the audience signed up to speak for or against this application? In past, we've had residents behind show up to express some concerns on this, but none tonight. So just a quick question on the health department, and this is really a separate subject, but is each vendor responsible for that?
Yes.
Within your
yes.
development?
They have to, the health department has to approve each truck.
They come, okay.
And there's no residences there within that area. Now, is there?
I've got a mobile home there, right when you come in, right there. I've got a mobile home right there. But other than that, no. And we have put a 8-foot fence between the mobile home side and all the way down, big
right
U-shape,
there.
I guess.
Down here and over and back up and down. So that's all has an 8-foot fence, and we're planning on putting one on the back side as well, eventually.
But you want to keep the dining rental?
Yes. Well, we want the R, I think it's R2 or C2, permits nightly rentals, is what Scott said. So. Yeah, we're planning on eventually putting some nightly rentals in there.
Seems pretty straightforward. Any other questions? Comments? Anybody comfortable making a motion to approve to get it up for vote? Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second? George got a second. Any further discussion? Okay, I've got a specific motion to read. Motion to recommend approval of application 2025-006 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by CKW LLC for the parcel 08-9.0-30-000-000-008.001 to be zoned C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So County Commission meetings April 21st, 9 a.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was on Scott's to-do list to clean up.
So. Did I hear him right? C2 is also a nightly rental?
It is. His mobile home is actually a conditional use under the C2,
okay. But
it'll be grandfathered in. Right. But if he wants to do any more long-term, someone living there, he'll have to come in back in front and ask for that from you guys.
Say that again.
Residential housing and a C2 will be a conditional use, so he'll have to come back if he wants to do that.
The nightly rentals are okay.
Nightly rentals are allowed. And he's what he didn't say, he's going to have some out. He's going to make this food court much larger with outdoor entertainment, and that it also grabs outdoor entertainment. The C2 does, so it's permitted by right, so it really does work well for what he's asking for.
All right, let's move on to our third and final rezone, 2025-007.
Okay, Hugo and Vanessa Hotkus.
What?
I'll just
that's fine.
Leave
no,
it
no,
at
that's
there.
Okay.
Is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for County Commission to approve the zoning request for one parcel, number 08-5.0-16-000-000-023.000. It's located at 117 Calvin Drive, Branson, Missouri. It's presently zoned R1. They're looking for C2. Let me show you where we're at. It's out there on Bee Creek where we have a lot of uses going on. So, health department, I think it's there, or maybe it's up a little further. This is Crawford's Automotive right there, so they're right next door. So as you can see, we got C2, a lot around them, a lot of office, a little R2, got a little R1 behind them. It's pretty much surrounded by C2 or office all around them. Go out a little further, you can see just how Bee Creek's developed. You got RV, nightly rental, like I said, a lot of C2, even some mobile home up there. So a lot of uses, seems fitting for where they're wanting to go. This is a picture they sent me. So as of right now, I think they're doing tax work in here and vehicle wraps in this side of the building. So this is the entrance that goes towards Crawford's. They have two ways out off their property. There's two entrances. This goes towards Crawford's, and there's the out towards Crawford's. And then this is the other end, looking to the right or south, and looking back to the north. So with that, Vanessa, I'll let you speak about your project.
Thank you. Vanessa Wolfus. And we're just requesting our rezoning for C2 in order to comply with the vehicle vinyl wrapping. I think we need that rezoning class in order to do that kind of business to do for vehicles. And respectfully request. We're being assessed as a business for the Taney County since 2021, and we're being paying the commercial tax once we complete the renovation in 2021.
So there's no plans to expand or any of that? You're just trying to get the zoning right?
Not right now.
How it's used?
Yeah. Yes. No, not right now.
And for the homes behind you, they access the road?
For calving, and they go to Miami.
Okay.
Right there, yes.
Between and Crawford's and your place right there.
Yes.
Is there any requirement between zonings to have fencing or any of that?
There
used to be.
There is. I would need to look that up and get you an answer. I do think, I'm trying to think back to the candlestick one on that parking lot. I do think there is a requirement for some type of fencing to go along through there. I have to look it up. It's got. I know it has to match the neighborhood. Be cohesive.
I think that was one of the few things that we have a little discretion on, and it ended up cover that on that on fencing or buffering and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just always used to come up on conditional use, but it just seemed like when we were doing the rezoning that if you went from one zone to another adjacent that you were to address that or at least. And yeah, I bring that up for your, just in case the county commissioners bring that up, unless we have a concern or issue of that. Your back lot line would be a different use. You would be C2, and there you would have R1 adjacent.
What we're trying to do, the vehicle wrapping, it will be just practically inside this area because it cannot be outside. So the vehicles that were concentrated in this part,
no,
that it was the garage.
I get that. It's just you're asking for your parcel to be rezoned. So by switching it to C2, I believe there's an opportunity that you're going to be required to have a buffer zone, or at least potentially could be required to do that. So I would just check into that. I don't know if we can do it.
I really haven't thought about it because you got streets on two sides, and the way that's built, what they're doing between the house and their shop there is screened somewhat. I mean, it's not right out blaring out on the street anyway.
No, I agree, but there's a home that's to the south of that lot if they were to add a warehouse or something. I mean, once it's C2, they can do whatever they want with it. So now is the time.
If they did some additions, then some fencing or something might be necessary. But I would be concerned with it. They're not going to change the configuration.
It's not up to us. It's the county commissioners. Right. I'm just bringing to her attention that I think it might be a requirement. So
okay.
For
right.
us
I'll
look to give her a heads up if that's.
And that will be probably if we decide to build in the part in the back part. Of course, we will have to request the permit. Is that correct? And then
yeah, but a permit wouldn't require fencing, right? That would just be for the building.
I think you're right. If anything, it'll be under the zoning switch between
so it's
the two.
Because
it's a pretty big use change from R1 to C2.
Yeah, it doesn't get bigger than that, actually, I don't think. But it does seem appropriate in this situation, good old Bee Creek Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this shot right here.
Yeah.
It's like a rainbow.
I was
going to
say that.
It's a bag of Skittles.
Anyone in the audience for or against this one?
Questions.
Yeah. You want to come on up? Did you sign up?
I did, sir.
Yeah. Come on up.
Okay.
Ma'am, if you want to have a seat, let's let her chat for a few minutes and see if we can answer her comments or questions.
My name is Cindy Reich. My driveway is at the back of your property. I just had some questions. I know the property was for sale. I do not know if Mrs. Vanessa, sorry, I forgot your last name.
Yeah.
Mrs. Vanessa is the owner, or if she's the new owner. When there was a for sale sign, I know I called because it's almost 3 acres to see if they would want to sell the back acre that is connected to that horseshoe residence. Yeah, that's my house.
Okay.
That is connected to that horseshoe residence because I was interested in buying that back acre because it is almost 3 acres. I was told by the realtor that in no way they wanted to split it up, which I totally understand. It's their property, and if they can make money,